This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. The president-elect says his first priority is a coronavirus task force. Let's call in the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. So, I take it you agree with this as being priority number one?
Well, Dave, I think that this treatment of the coronavirus infection and COVID-19 infection has been a priority all along. It has become a political issue in the past few months when in all reality, it's really a public health issue. So let's just think about what the decision tree looks like for coming up with a plan. So if we sort of start at the top with the notion of coronavirus infection / COVID-19 infection, that's the top. And how do we deal with it? And then under it, we have two choices. One is treatment and the other is prevention. So if we follow the treatment arm, treatment really boils down to therapeutics, medicines that we haven't invented yet. There are some that we have that we're currently using, for example, remdesivir, dexamethasone, or convalescent plasma, but these are really treatments for acute infections. So that's not something that, you know, the coronavirus task force can recommend for the general population. So then we move out of that into the prevention arm of this pathway we're describing. And this really boils down into two things, which is one, therapeutics, and the other is, you know, non-therapeutic options. So therapeutics would be like developing a vaccine, which would be prevention. And as we know, there's a race to develop a vaccine going on right now. So that moves us back into the non-therapeutic arm. And that's sort of where we've been all along. So in the non-therapeutic arm, what are the things we can do? Well, prevention has involved wearing masks, which we're already doing, social distancing, which we're already doing. And then there's some medications and things that people have talked about that have gotten a lot of publicity that may or may not help, things like taking vitamin D or N-acetylcysteine or famotidine or zinc, things like that. But we don't really know if those things work. So other than that, it involves really just wearing masks and social distancing. So I'm sort of not really sure what recommendations some new task force can come up with other than doing what we're already doing, but maybe doing it in a more prescribed or rigorous way.
Yeah. Now talk a little bit, because you've mentioned to me on and off the air about vitamin D. You're on a vitamin D regimen, and I'm certainly familiar with that as an additive to milk, something that you do to prevent certain diseases because of our cloudy climate. But what is its role in preventing something like COVID?
Well, I mean, vitamin D enhances our immune function. The problem is in the Pacific Northwest, we don't get enough sun exposure. And if you were to randomly, you know, check 10 people and check their vitamin D levels, most likely all of them would have low vitamin D levels. So I'm of the opinion, and I think a lot of people are, that anybody living in the Pacific Northwest should be taking supplemental vitamin D. In this case, vitamin D has been touted as something that can help to prevent coronavirus infection or reduce the severity of it. Now, I don't know that there's any data to actually support that notion, but that's not going to be the recommendation of a coronavirus task force. They may suggest that, but that's not going to be what changes the course of the disease.
So are you predicting that there will be shutdowns? And if there are, would you, I mean, I'm looking at some of the figures here. It looks like we're going exponential again with the number of infections. Is that going to be the only way to deal with this?
You know, look, coronavirus is a transmittable, communicable infection, and it's transmitted from person to person. The only way to reduce the incidence of it is to reduce person to person contact. I don't think this is magic, and I don't think there's lots of choices. I think that there's a very limited number of choices what we can do when dealing with a communicable disease like this.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.